சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் வி வில் ரீட் வெர்சஸ் 7 and 8. கர்மோபாசனதோ விசுத்த ஹ்ருதயஃ தத்வார்த்த சம்சித்தயே ஸ்வாசார்யம் பரிசர்ய சாஸ்திர விதினா தஸ்மாச்ச வித்யாம் பராம் ஸ்ருத்வா சம்சயனுத்தயே ச மனநம் ஹாம்னே நிதித்யாசனம் அப்யஸ்ய க்ரமஷ சமாதி நிலயஹ ப்ராப்னோது சாந்திம் த்ருவாம். ப்ரஹ்ம ஜ்ஞோபி ச வாசனா க்ஷய மனோ நாசௌ விதாய க்ரமாத் நாம பரோ நிஷம் சுக கனஹ முக்தஸ் சஜீவன்னபி ப்ராரப்தே க்ஷபிதே ச தேஹ விலயே முக்திம் விதேஹாங்கதஹ சச்சித் சௌக்யமயே ஹ்யுபாதி ரஹிதே மஜ்ஜத்வ பாரே பரே. A small correction in the 8th verse, first line. After Brahma Jnopi, I supplied the letter Cha. There is another better reading. Saha, Sa. Brahma Jnopi, Sa Vasana Kshaya Mano Nashau. That visarga will be dropped. And in the anvaya also a small change. Saha brahmajnaha vasana kshaya mano nashau api kramat vidhaya will be nice. Saha brahmajnaha vasana kshaya mano nashau api கிரமாத் விதாய. We have completed the first 8 verses, and before entering the 9th verse, I would like to consolidate the entire teaching he has given till now. In the 1st verse, the author talked about the human struggle because of his ignorance regarding the ultimate goal of life and consequently the means of attaining that ultimate goal. சாத்ய சாதன அஜ்ஞானம். And because of that, human beings are groping in darkness throughout the life. And from this it is very clear that the sources of knowledge available for the human being are not sufficient to help the human being. The Paurusheya Pramanams are insufficient to help the human being, at least with regard to the ultimate goal and the means to attain that. This human predicament or human problem was presented in the first verse. Then from verse number 2 to 4, in 3 verses, the Acharya, based upon the Apaurusheya Veda Pramana, clearly said what is the goal of every human being. Whether he recognizes it or not, whether he pursues it or not, based on Veda Pramana, what is the human goal? And the Acharya took the help of the first chapter of Kathopanishad to establish this. And the goal, according to Veda Pramana, is Advaita Atma Swarupena Avasthanam is the goal. Abiding in the form of Advaita Atma Swarupam is the goal, which is nothing but Advaita Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Advaita Atma Swarupa Avasthanam is the same as Advaita Atma Swarupa Jnanam. And by the word Advaita, we mean the Atma which is free from the threefold distinction of Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. The word Advaita means the Atma which is free from the threefold distinction of Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. Therefore, the destination is Jiva Jagad Ishvara Vishesha Rahita Advaita Atma Swarupa Avasthanam. So, Jiva Jagad Ishvara Vishesha Rahita Advaita Atma Swarupa Avasthanam, and Avasthanam is the same as Jnanam. And this alone, in the worldly parlance, is called Nityanandaha. That's why in Annapurna Stotram, Nityanandakari. So all these 3 words are synonymous. Advaitatma Swarupa Avasthanam is equal to Advaitatma Swarupa Jnanam is equal to Nityananda, is the sadhyam of human life. The sadhyam, the goal, was established in 3 verses, 2, 3, and 4. And while talking about that, the author highlighted the chariot imagery given in the Kathopanishad, which has got twofold significance. By revealing the chariot imagery, the author justifies the title of the text. What is the title of the text? Marakalaye Jeeva Yatra. The Ratha imagery gels with the Jiva Yatra. Because the moment the word Yatra comes, what is the transport, we will ask. Therefore, the chariot imagery was highlighted. And the second incidental significance is, the author can indicate that we should keep all our instruments in the form of the body, mind, sense organs, intellect, which are comparable to the components of the chariot, they all must be healthy, organized, fit. Thus, chariot imagery was highlighted and the goal was mentioned as Advaita Jnanam. Having mentioned the goal based on the Veda, in the 3 verses 2 to 4, from 5th verse onwards, the author concentrated on the means or sadhana. And the 3 stages of sadhana are highlighted in these verses. The 5th verse talked about karma yoga sadhana for mala nivritti or chitta shuddhi praptihi. The 5th verse talked about karma yoga sadhana for mala nivritti, otherwise called chitta shuddhi praptihi. Purify the mind through karma yoga. This is sadhana stage 1. Then the 6th verse talked about the upasana yoga sadhana meant for vikshepa nivritti, otherwise chitta ekagrata praptihi. So the 6th verse talked about upasana yoga, which is the means of vikshepa nivritti or chitta ekagrata prapti. To put in English, gaining concentration by removing the restlessness or extrovertedness of the mind. Extrovertedness removal, concentration acquisition through upasana yoga is the content of the 6th verse. Then in the 7th verse, jnana yoga sadhana is mentioned as a means of avarana nivritti or jnana praptihi. Jnana yoga sadhanena avarana nivrittihi or jnana praptihi, a removal of ignorance, acquisition of jnanam. And jnana yoga in threefold exercises was pointed out as shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. So shravana manana nididhyasanatmaka jnana yoga dvara avarana nivritti purvakam jnana praptihi is the content of the 7th verse. Thus 5, 6, 7 sadhana, 2, 3, 4 sadhyam, 5, 6, 7 sadhana, and both are based on Veda Pramana. Veda Pramana Drishtya Sadhyam, Veda Pramana Drishtya Sadhanam, nicely presented. Then in the 8th verse, the author talked about the phalam, the benefit of this jnana prapti, the benefit of this sadhana, the benefit of this jnanam, which is nothing but muktihi or liberation. And from the Jnani's angle, Muktihi is instantaneous, Sadyo Muktihi. And from Jnani's angle, there is no question of two karmas going, one karma remaining. Jivan Mukti, Videha Mukti, they are all not from Jnani's angle. From Jnani's angle, there is only one Sadyo Muktihi, which is freedom from the entire Anatma, freedom from Trividha Karma, freedom from Ahankara. That Sadyo Mukti is the Prayojanam from Jnani Drishti. But from the standpoint of the worldly people look upon Jnani as the Ahankara only. Even though Jnani looks upon himself as Atma, which is Nitya Muktaha, the Ajnanis do not recognize the Nitya Mukta Atma. Therefore, they are going to look at the Jnani from Ahankara angle. Therefore, from the Ahankara angle, we talk about the twofold Mukti called Jivan Muktihi and Videha Muktihi. And what is the definition of Jivan Mukti from Ahankara angle? Jivan Mukti from Ahankara angle is Ahankara continues to survive for some more time. Ahankara continues to have prarabdha karma for some more time. Ahankara continues to have shariram for some more time. But that Ahankara is not disturbed by, overwhelmed by the presence of karma and shariram. The surviving enlightened ahankara is lightened ahankara. Enlightened ahankara is lightened ahankara. That Jnani ahankara survives but not overwhelmed by the ups and downs. Dukheshu anudvignamanaha sukheshu vigatasprihaha. These are all description of Jnani as ahankara. And this survival of the enlightened ahankara without being overwhelmed by life's challenges or situations is called Jivan Mukti. And what about Videha Mukti? This is also from the angle of other ajnanis. Videha Mukti is also from the standpoint of Jnani's Ahankara. And what is the definition of Ahankara's Videha Mukti? The enlightened Ahankara's Videha Mukti is its non-traveling at the time of death. Normally, the unenlightened Ahankara travels after death. The enlightened Ahankara after death does not travel. natasya pranaha utkramanti. Thus the ahankara ends the travel and ahankara merges into the samashti. This ahankara's merger is called videha mukti. Thus both jivan mukti and videha mukti are from the standpoint of ahankara vyavaharika drishti. From jnani's drishti, ahankara itself is negated. Where is the question of jivan mukti or videha mukti? Na nirodho na chotpattihi, na baddho na cha sadhakaha, na mumukshur na vai muktaha, ityesha paramarthata, I was Brahman, I am Brahman, and I ever will be Brahman. This sadhyo mukti from paramarthika drishti. This is the phalam from jnani's angle. And all those phalam the author mentioned in the 8th verse. So sadhyam topic over, sadhana topic over, phalam topic over, jiva yatra over. Therefore, the camp also must be completed, concluded. And therefore, in the 9th verse, the Acharya concludes the Jiva Yatra camp. Ittham Veda Vachobhireva Niyate. Marge vayam yatrikah,
marge vayam yatrikah,
dharma kheta sanatane kritapadah,
dharma kheta sanatane kritapadah,
varnashrama charinah, gacchamah kramashascha moksha padavim,
gacchamah kramashascha moksha padavim,
ananda rupam yatha,
ananda rupam yatha,
shraddha bhakti matastatha dhriti yutan,
shraddha bhakti matastatha
asman vidadhyat guruhu,
asman vidadhyat guruhu.
So concluding, the Acharya says, we are all fortunate people who have got the Vedic guide map, and we have chosen to follow that Vaidika Margaha. That is why we, the Hindus, are called Vaidikaha. Vaidikaha means those who have chosen to lead a lifestyle as prescribed by the Veda, which is called Vaidika Margaha or Sanatana Dharmaha. Therefore, he says, Veda Vachobhihi Niyataha Margaha. Marga means a path, and here the word path refers to the lifestyle. And how is this lifestyle or this path paved? Veda Vachobhihi Niyate, which is specified by, prescribed by the Vedic Vakyam, Veda Vakyam or Veda Pramanam. So a path paved by the Vedic teaching. And it has got another name also, Sanatana Dharma. The word Dharma is a technical word which means any teaching given by the Veda in general and all the scriptures, Veda in particular, and all the scriptures in general. The teaching, the instructions is called Dharma. Jaimini in Purva Mimamsa defines Dharma as Chodana Lakshanaha Arthaha Dharma. Arthaha means an instruction for which Chodana is the Lakshanam. Chodana is Vaidika Vakyam. Lakshanam means Pramanam. Veda Vakya Pramanakaha Arthaha Dharma. An instruction which is based on the Vedic teaching or Vedic statement is called Dharma. And since Veda is eternal, the Vaidika Dharma is also eternal. And we assume the Veda is eternal because we look upon Veda as the very breath of the Lord, Yasya Nishvasitam Veda. Veda has been existing with the Lord all the time. So, in the eternal Ishvara, Veda eternally resides. No human being can invent or has invented the Veda. And at the time of the creation, the Vedas, which were there in the Lord potentially, that potential Vedas are manifested, activated again. During Pralaya, also Veda exists in what form? Avyakta Rupena, it exists. And therefore, what I want to say is, Ishvara is eternal, Veda is also eternal, therefore Vaidika Dharma is also eternal, and therefore we give a special adjective to Vaidika Dharma. And what is that special adjective? Sanatanaha Dharmaha, the eternal teaching. Therefore, sanatane dharmakhe vedavacho dihi niyate marge kritapada. We have all placed our feet, set our foot, so that we can start the journey. So, we have all stepped on that Vaidika Marga iname nadakka porom kala vechachu indra krita pada. So kritam padam esham te krita pada. And therefore we are all who yatrikaha vayam, we are all having the Vedic journey together, the destination being Nityanandaha. And once we have accepted Vaidika Marga, we have to take a twofold designation based upon our spiritual level and based on our occupation. So, twofold designation based on our occupation and our spiritual level. occupation based designation is called varnaha, and the spiritual level based designation is ashramaha. And all the occupations are broadly classified into four, and we have to contribute to the society through one occupation or the other. So varna represents our social responsibility, our contribution to the society through any specific occupation. And all the occupations are very, very intelligently classified. One type of occupation is associated with knowledge, production, preservation or propagation of knowledge. Knowledge occupation, knowledge work is called one occupation, brahmana karma, secular knowledge or sacred knowledge. Any person who is directly or indirectly associated with the production, the preservation or propagation of knowledge, Saraswati workers, knowledge. Then the second type of occupation is production, preservation and propagation of wealth. Wealth production, wealth preservation and wealth propagation or distribution. That is one type of occupation a person can be directly or indirectly connected to wealth production. That is called Vaishya Karma, Lakshmi workers, Saraswati workers, Jnanam associated, Lakshmi workers, wealth associated. Then the third type of occupation is production, preservation or propagation of the infrastructure required for both. The infrastructure providing occupation. Infrastructure for what? Saraswati production, Lakshmi production. And this is called Kshatriya Karma, providing the infrastructure for knowledge workers, providing the infrastructure for wealth producers. So all the occupation, directly or indirectly, connected with infrastructure provision is called Kshatriya Karma. And without the strength of infrastructure, the other two are not possible. They say the biggest problem in India is what? Infrastructure is lacking. Phone vela pannad, parugo. So phone will not be working. Road will be full of potholes. Electricity won't be there. A country doesn't have strength to produce knowledge and wealth if infrastructure is missing. Therefore, infrastructure is associated with what? Health and strength, which is Parvati workers. Saraswati, Lakshmi, Ganja, Varayarkana. Parvati, Kshatriyas are the Parvati workers. They provide the infrastructure. Even law and order maintenance is what? Infrastructure. So Saraswati profession, Moonayati correct up with Lakshmi profession and Parvati profession. And the fourth one is the labor force, the implementation force. Those people who implement and support, the supportive force, the Shudra Karma, they are not decision makers, but they are the implementers of the Saraswati work, the Lakshmi work, or the Parvati work. There is no fifth profession possible. We all have to be in one field or the other. These are called Chaturvidha Varna. And through any Varna, if it is based on heredity, it is called caste system. We need not to follow the caste system. We may abolish the caste-based occupation, but we cannot abolish occupation itself. And based on the occupation, we all have to be either Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. That is the Vedic scheme called Varna Vyavastha. Then spiritual level based classification is Ashrama. In Brahmacharya Ashrama, a person is supposed to understand the Vedic scheme regarding the sadhyam and the sadhanam. That's why if Veda is not there in the education scheme, the graduates will get a lot of skills and knowledge, but they will never know what is the goal of life. Whereas if the education system includes the Vaidika Dharma, then the students will not only get various skills, but the most important thing they will know is what? Sadhya and sadhana. They will know sadhya is moksha, sadhana is karma yoga plus upasana yoga plus jnana yoga. So Brahmacharya Ashrama is Vedic scheme education. I am at the level of learning the scheme of life. And Grihasthashrama is Karma Yoga Pradhana Ashrama. Because in Grihasthashrama, a person has all the resources to implement the Pancha Maha Yajna. Pancha Maha Yajna can never be implemented in any other ashrama. Thus, Grihastha Ashrama is Karma Yoga Pradhana Ashrama. Vanaprastha Ashrama, you can guess, yet only join, is Upasana Yoga Pradhana Ashrama, where the extrovert karmas are heavily reduced, and there are some karmas, skeletal karmas remain retained, but the life becomes upasana pradhana, tapashraddheye hyupavasantyaranye, Shanta Vidvamso Bhaikshacharyam Charantaha Surya Dvarenate Virajav Prayanti Yatramrutasa Purusho Hyavyayatma. The Mundakopanishad Mantra, just before Parikshaloka 1 to 10. So that mantra indicates the vanaprasthashrama which is upasana pradhana. And then finally the sannyasa ashrama indicates jnana yoga pradhana lifestyle in which karmas are heavily reduced. Upasanas are reduced heavily. There are some minimum karmas and minimum upasanas. The predominant sadhana is shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Whether a person physically goes through the four ashramas or not, whether a person physically goes through or not, in terms of lifestyle or sadhana, one will have to go through karma pradhana life, upasana pradhana life, jnana pradhana life. And finally, we should remember that even if we are following all these sadhanas, this is not a watertight, rigid compartment that you complete karma yoga first and then you renounce totally karma and then exclusively do upasana, then exclusively do jnanam. It is not that way. Even a karma yogi listens to Vedanta, but Vedanta exposure is there, but predominant thing is karma. That is why I said grihastha ashrama is not karma yoga ashrama, karma yoga pradhana ashrama. Grihastha also has got upasana, he also attends camps. So that means what? Exposure to concentrated jnana yoga. Adukapra innikku madhyanathil endu oda vendiyadhu dhaan, we have to join the duty, idha pannam adha pannam. Similarly, vanaprastha doesn't drop karma and jnana. In every ashrama, karma is there, upasana is there, jnanam is there, everything is there in all ashrama, but the proportion, there is a tilt. That's why we should use the word karma yoga pradhana life, upasana yoga pradhana life. And based on that, I am either a brahmachari or a grihastha or a vanaprastha or a sannyasi. And the one who has got this twofold designation, occupation based and sadhana based. Occupation based designation is varna, sadhana level based designation is ashrama. And when I have this twofold designation, I am called varnashramachari. Therefore, the author says, we all are varnashrama charinaha, belonging to one varna or one ashrama. And let us all yatrikaha continue our journey. And the author says, if the journey should be successful, not only we have to do our work, our prayatna is important, but in addition to that, we require the grace of Ishvara and Guru. And therefore, may we have the grace of Ishvara in addition to our own effort. And that is said in the fourth line, Guruhu. Guruhu means Guru, and it includes Ishvara also, because for a seeker, there is no difference between Ishvara and Guru. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara. So for this journey, What should the guru do? Asman dhriti yutaha vidadhyat. Let us have the confidence and willpower. If we are diffident and if we think this journey is too overwhelming, the author says, may the Lord inject us with confidence and willpower. Let us go, let us travel with the thought, I will and I can travel and reach the destination. So dhriti means willpower. Let us not be fatalistic. Let us not be fatalistic. Let us believe in ourselves. May Bhagavan give us the will. Not only the will, Shraddha Bhakti Mataha Vidadhyat. And may Bhagavan bless us with Shraddha and Bhakti towards the Shastram, Guruhu and Bhagavan. Let me look upon the Shastra as the Shashta Indriyam. Let me look upon the Shastra as an independent Pramana, self-valid Pramana, and let me reverentially approach the Shastra. That is called Shraddha and Bhakti. That is why in the ashramas, in many ashramas, they don't keep the book on the ground. Keeping the book on the ground is supposed to be disrespect. Either they keep a cloth and keep over that, or they have got a stand to keep the book. They never keep the book down. Now here what do we do? If one of the leg of the table is shorter, adukku kuda support a book vachidu. Or if it is raining, book is used as umbrella. Book nananjalam paravala na nanayapadadu. This is our attitude. I should not do that. I should get wet and protect the book. That bhavana. So Shraddha Bhakti towards Shastram, Shraddha Bhakti towards Guru, Shraddha Bhakti towards Bhagavan. All these three, may we develop, nourish Shraddha Bhakti Mataha. It is Dvitiya Bahuvachanam, going with Asman. Takarantaha Pullingaha Shraddha Bhakti Mat Shabdaha Dvitiya Bahuvachanam. Shraddha Bhakti Man Shraddha Bhakti Mantau Mantaha Mantam Mantau Mataha Asman Mataha Dhriti Yutan Vidadhyat. Vidadhyat means may Bhagavan make us, convert us into this. And blessed by Bhagavan with willpower, with bhakti, may we travel. And traveling, where will we reach? Chennai or Pune, Solalenga. Moksha Padavi, not in the weed, on the weed. You know, the moksha weed. That is said in the third line, Gacchamaha. Let us travel and reach. How? Kramashaha, gradually and slowly. As Swami Chinmayananda says, spiritual growth is not a revolution, but it is an evolution. It should happen gradually, like ripening of a mango. If mango is quickly ripened artificially, then it will not taste that sweet. Therefore, kramashaha means it has to be gradual process, which means we should have patience. Therefore, don't say I am old, quick avanam solli. It cannot be. Let us enjoy the travel rather than asking the question how long it will take. See, when we are given books in our childhood days, we read page after page and we study several lessons. That is how it goes. But when after growing up we get a book, the first thing that we do is what, you know, kadasi page paathu evlo page irukku idu mudiyuma mudiyadu varave illai nodu. Therefore, let us not bother whether liberation is in this life or in next life or after 100 lives. That is none of my business. I am happy that I have come to Vedanta. Therefore, I enjoy the journey. Therefore, kramashaha gachamaha. Let us enjoy the journey. And reach what? Moksha padavim gachamaha. Let us reach the goal of moksha. The state of moksha or the goal of moksha. And what is that moksha? He reminds the first shloka. That is how he started. Nityananda padam. Therefore he says, Ananda rupam moksha padavim, which is swarupa anandaha. We are not talking about experiential pleasure. We have already said, no experiential pleasure is Nityananda. Therefore, here we are talking about Swarupananda, which is claimed as myself. That is called here Ananda Rupam Moksha Padavim Gachamaha. Thus, let us all travel together in the Jiva Yatra and become Brahman, Jivatma to Paramatma Aikyam. So, this is the concluding verse. Now I will give the Anvaya. Ittham Veda Vachobhihi Eva Niyate. So Niyata means prescribed. Veda vachobhihi eva niyate sanatane dharmakhyecha sanatane dharmakhyecha marge kritapadaha. Visarga is dropped. Kritapadaha Varnashramacharinaha cha Vayam Yatrikaha Yatha Kramashaha Anandarupam Mokshapadavim Yatha Kramashaha Anandarupam Mokshapadavim Gachamaha Tatha Guruhu Asman Dhritiyutan endowed with willpower. Dhritiyutan, will, perseverance, etc. Dhritiyutan Shraddha Bhakti Mataha Vidadhyat means మే ది గురు మేక్ అస్ కన్వర్ట్ అస్. వి ధా ధాతు పరస్మైపది విధిలింగ్ ప్రథమ ఏకవచనం. దస్ విత్ ది గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ అవర్ ఎఫర్ట్ లెట్ అస్ ఆల్ హ్యావ్ ఏ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ జీవ యాత్ర. విత్ దిస్ 9th శ్లోక కన్క్లూడింగ్ శ్లోక ది జీవయాత్ర టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ ఓవర్ రిటన్ బై జ్ఞానానంద భారతి. పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.